From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, got to welcome you to Inside Agriculture. And, of course, we're going to be talking with Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa. And you really have to be happy with Senator Grassley because we've got comments here from Senator Chuck Grassley that, you know what, if it quacks like a duck, walks like a duck, and waddles like a duck, it's probably a duck. He's probably going to state that during this broadcast. Well, key biofuel Senator Chuck Grassley says after speaking with President Trump, he now has a meeting with Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt to address the agency's apparent backtracking on the renewable fuel standard. Now, Grassley says the latest EPA proposal to pair next year's biodiesel and advanced in total biofuel volumes by almost a half billion gallons would break President Trump's campaign vow to back the RFS.
Last Friday, I spoke to President Trump on the phone and expressed this point. He asked Administrator Pruitt to meet with me. We scheduled a meeting for the afternoon of October 17th, and the reason it's the 17th is because Congress is not in session next week. So at that October 17th meeting, I will tell Administrator Pruitt that the proposal is counter to what the president has pledged.
While the president pledged support for the RFS on the campaign trail, and as recently as a few weeks ago in another phone call with Grassley, in an emotional floor speech last week, Grassley called the latest EPA RFS proposal outrageous and a bait and switch from an earlier plan, alleging big oil was once again prevailing at the EPA.
Big oil may be accomplishing something in EPA it couldn't get through to Congress of the United States. So all I can say is it looks the same. And, you know, like a duck, if it quacks like a duck and walks like a duck, it's probably a duck.
Well, Grassley named Valero Energy as one that he says benefits from the proposed RFS. But the senator could not say if Valero was involved in discussions with the EPA. And the longtime biofuel supporter will not detail his latest talk with the president. But Grassley says he's very satisfied with the position Trump took in their conversation. Well, we're going to take a break here. And when we come back, we're actually going to the Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin. That's next.